And Chris Schell is here, and we're going to kind of get an overview of the company, kind of the big view, and update you on what Schell Brothers is all about, which I think is a good plan, because you can never assume that you work in your own little world, I guess, and you can never assume everybody knows everything. But there is a definite vibe, because I've been to some of your communities, there's a definite special vibe or feel or look or something going on when you go to a Schell Brothers community. Is that... I guess that's because of your company philosophy, right? Chris Schell is here.
Yeah, actually, to really, you know, we had somebody ask me the other day. He said, you know, you've gone in there and you guys have spoken about all your communities. Why don't you go in there and tell us a little bit about Schell Brothers? It never sort of occurred to me that we haven't actually covered that.
Okay.
So, the best way, I guess, to sort of describe our philosophy is to give a little background on how and why Schell Brothers was started.
Okay.
Before I started Schell Brothers, I was running a hedge fund from Maryland, and it kind of awakened me to the cliche that money doesn't bring happiness. I was doing great financially, but other than that, I was pretty empty. My friends didn't live in Maryland. We didn't know anybody. It was just me and this guy I met at business school trading, so very little social life, and I kind of realized, wow, I'm miserable. I wasn't really creating any value for anybody. I was just kind of trading futures contracts and making money at it, but not really creating any value. So I said, this is exactly what I promised myself I wouldn't do in life. You know, I wanted to pursue happiness, not necessarily wealth. So when I figured that out, my wife and I moved to the beach. I tried to think of what I could do that would make people happy and sort of create value for people. And it kind of occurred to me, what better product to create than somebody's home?
Right.
So we started Schell Brothers, and our mission is really a function of why it was started. Our mission is to bring happiness to ourselves and our homeowners by not only creating exceptional homes and communities, but also providing an extraordinary home buying experience. Now, it sounds sort of cliche, like a cliche mission, but the reason it's different is our mission really has nothing to do with profit. It has everything to do with bringing happiness. And if you notice, we say first to ourselves because, you know, selfishly, I started the company to find happiness for myself. But I figured out very quickly the best way to do that was to bring happiness to others through the creation of our homes and the experience.
So making them happy customers.
Exactly. There really is something extremely rewarding when you go to a settlement and, you know, let's just say it's a couple and she's crying. She's so happy. And you can tell the husband has a big look of pride on his face. I mean, there's something amazingly rewarding about that.
Were you a fan of homes, or had you built homes?
Good question. Yeah. Because when I first, this is kind of an interesting story, but my brother was already a developer at the time, Preston. And I decided I wanted to be a builder. And my whole family thought I was having a midlife crisis, and my mom, I think
why are you going to leave the hedge fund job?
Exactly. She started crying and said, why did we send you to these expensive colleges if you're just going to be hammering nails? So I sent an email to my brother, this long, heartfelt email about why I wanted to start a building company. And I needed sort of his help because I wanted him to sort of be my first client, so to speak, hire me to build some of the stuff he was doing. And he writes back one sentence. Chris, I know nothing about construction, but I know 10 times more than you. So it didn't go over too well at first. But So I really didn't know much about it, but I did have a major interest in it. I found myself in the community.
In the building or the actual, like the consumer end of it? Like, oh, I love the look of this, how the architecture, the feel of it, or was it from the building of it?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I found myself literally watching. We moved into a new community in Maryland, and I would watch these homes being built on the weekends.
Okay.
I'd actually take my son, and we'd sort of watch these homes being built. And it kind of dawned on me, wow, I have a real interest in this. And I decided I should pursue it, even though all of my sort of grooming, I guess you'd call it, in the past was for finance. I went into building.
So how do you get from point A to point B then? You start this company, and you start actually doing it for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes from vision to implementation. That's tough.
Yeah, it was tough. And I think the reason we were successful was because I got lucky and hired some good people.
Yeah.
I hired people who knew what I didn't know. And I think the mission statement was sort of very evident in the company right from the start. And everybody we have is extremely high energy, very passionate about building. That's probably the single most significant thing you'll notice if you go to one of our communities. I think our homes look nicer. I think our homes are better built. But our people are exceptional. And that's really what creates the difference, the Shell Brothers difference.
Absolutely. Well, who then, what was your first development as Shell Brothers?
Our first development was the Tides. Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's right as you turn into Rehoboth on Rehoboth Avenue on the left.
Okay.
But that was back when things were phenomenal. I mean, we literally sent out a press release or something about when the community was going to be sold. And that the night before we started sales, we had people camping out. We had about 70, 80 people camping out to buy a condo. And we finally went there. We actually took a couple cases of beer and went and joined these people and hung out and then gave them numbers saying, look, you can go home and sleep at home.
Just come back with your number.
You have a number, yeah.
Wow.
And we sold, I think there was 96 units in there. We sold 82 of them the next day, and we raised prices $5,000 every 4 units. I should have known then this is not normal, and we're in a bubble.
Right. But it kind of just got had to hit you big.
It did. Well, I mean, it hit us very big, especially because at the time I wasn't necessarily prepared to build that many units at once. Although we did, it was a struggle. I mean, we went through all the learning curves everybody else goes through. But at the end, we got it done. And at the turnover meeting, the Homeowners Association turnover meeting, we got a standing ovation. And my brother had done a bunch of communities before that with other builders. And he said, Chris, I've never seen that happen. It's usually them getting upset about something.
You got a standing ovation. And then cha-ching, there's your mission statement is fulfilled in some way, right?
Yes.
Your goal. What is your biggest project right now in terms of scale? Is it the Vineyard project or no?
Yeah, the Vineyards is probably our biggest.
Which I'm really interested in. Could you tell me a little bit about where that's in? This is the Vineyards at Nassau, right? Or Nassau?
Yeah, the Vineyards at Nassau. It's really the first sort of, I guess you'd call it urban, my brother knows the name better than I do, but sort of the first sort of urban lifestyle community where you have retail on the first floor, and condos on the second floor. And usually you see these kind of communities in
the city,
suburbia or in the city.
Right. It's like you're living above retail, sort of, with streets and whatever.
And we've had no trouble selling the condos, believe it or not.
Okay.
Even though it is, two buildings right now in the middle of a large field, people like the concept. They can visualize what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We've certainly had trouble leasing the commercial spaces, but we've sort of come to realize that our troubles are mostly due to the fact that we don't have the relationships in that area that others have, and it's all about relationships.
In the commercial area.
Yeah, in the commercial area. So we're now working with other groups that do have these relationships, and we're making some significant progress.
Well, we went on here, and I might have taken you off track from where you wanted to go, but believe it or not, you're just talking about the beginning of the company is eating up a ton of time, and I don't want to leave without making sure there are a couple of points you want to touch on, I think, before you leave.
Okay, yeah. One of the things I wanted to talk about is how our homes are different. We employ a very different strategy than I guess you would say your average national builder. Most national builders have focused on what I'd call the low-cost strategy. How do we make our homes cheaper, less expensive? Mm-hmm. How do we provide sort of the most square footage for the least cost? In order to do that, you have to go with sort of the least expensive materials, the least expensive tradesmen. And as we learned early on, the lowest bidder tradesman is usually not the best, usually not the one you want to use. The best tradesmen and subcontractors, I guess you'd call them, usually have people that have worked there for at least 10 years, 20 years. These people are experienced.
They have higher labor costs.
Yeah,
they have good people. Right.
Right. They have benefits, stuff like that. So you're going to pay more for these people, but they're worth every penny of it. So we employ sort of a high quality approach, and we've never deviated from that. You know, there is obviously tremendous pressure to lower our costs when the market got tough, but we have never deviated from that. In fact, we had a meeting, I think, 2.5 years ago where the purpose of the meeting was to try to see if we could lower our costs. And we sat there and my estimator said, well, if we do this, we could lower costs. If we do this, we could lower costs. And every single thing would have involved sort of a sacrifice in quality. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. At the end of the meeting, he looks at me and goes, why did we even have this meeting? We didn't make a single change. So we have not had a cost-cutting meeting ever again.
Where how can people learn more about Shell Brothers and all the various projects you have going on around here, and a little bit about Shell Brothers Homes and Echelon, which is I don't know what
the
you
custom
call
home division.
Custom home division, right. And then you have the off-site division. You have Independence 55 plus. You've got all these places and things happening. How can people learn more?
Best way is shellbrothers.com, and it's S-C-H-E-L-L brothers.com. That's really the best way to learn about our communities. It's also a great way to learn about the company and the culture.
I like it.
Great.
I think it was a good approach today.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Chris Shell Brothers, thank you very much for being here. All right, 818.